The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You always hear about the five love languages. Well, no idea what they mean. And turns out there's a sixth one, too. Dr. Patrick Juanes is a behavior and relationship expert. You can find him online at patrickjuanes.com. What are these love languages, and do we really need to know what they are?
What is a language? It's the way that we communicate, we express our ideas, and we're understood. Love language is the same thing. It's how you express love and how you experience love. In other words, what needs to be communicated to you so that you feel loved, and how do you communicate your love to someone else? I believe there are six. There was a psychologist who promoted five, but I believe there are six. They're not in any particular order, and it's not that we just have one. We actually communicate in all of them, but we primarily communicate in around two. So the first one is verbal affirmation. Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, you're so sexy. Oh, you're good looking. Oh, you're great. Oh, you're fantastic. Oh, I appreciate you. It's just the way that we use the words to tell the other person that we love them, we care about them, and that they're significant.
Well, that's the easy one, the obvious one, right?
The second is quality time. Now, quality time literally means undivided attention. It's not about having these deep, dark nights of the soul where you reveal everything. It's about giving your undivided attention to the other person. The next one is physical touch. Now, this is kissing, caressing, hugging, stroking, holding hands. Any way that your bodies are connecting and you're expressing warmth and tenderness and love or excitement.
Dr. Juanes, during this conversation, I feel like I'm watching old Cinemax.
That seems inappropriate.
The next is acts of service. This is number four. Acts of service simply means that I do something that eases the burdens and responsibilities from you. Oh, let me take out the trash. Oh, let me do the laundry. Let me pick up the children from school for you. All of those sort of things that make your life a little easier. And then the fifth is gifts. Doesn't have to be a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, or Maserati, or a huge palace. It can be anything that shows that you're thinking about the person. But primarily, it's something that's tangible. And then the sixth love language, this is what I believe is the sixth love language, is food. We could be cooking food for someone. We could be eating together. We could be feeding each other. We could be cooking together. Ultimately, I believe that food is an extraordinarily powerful tool for connection and as an expression of love.
Raven got real excited when you started talking about food.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, because it's primal, right? I mean, I go out. I club something to death. I drag it back to the cave.
Wow.
You all of a sudden notice me. I'm far more attractive at that point right there.
Good. I don't know how you got that.
My grandmother said this to me a long time ago. She said, oh, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Oh, and yes. She used to feed me so much food, and I used to love it. I used to travel from one state to another, stay with her for 2 weeks. And I was a kid, and I'd come back with a few extra pounds, but I was so fantastically happy.
Now, my husband and married me because I can make a mean chicken parm.
Right.
I'm relatively certain.
No, that's what her mother told her.
Yeah.
That's what her mama taught her.
My mom said, if you make a good chicken parm, like, they'll marry you. And she was right.
The last thing I'd like to say about love languages is, if it's possible, look for someone that shares preferably two of the same love languages as you. Find out your partner's love languages and make the effort to express love to them in their languages so that they feel loved, and let them express your love languages in your way so that you feel loved.
Dr. Juanes, which two are important to you? What are your love languages?
Oh, boy. Now I feel like we're getting some insight.
I already said them without even thinking. Verbal affirmation and physical touch. But I do love quality time, and I love to give and do acts of service. And I love to do little gifts, but cooking goes right at the top.
Dr. Patrick Juanes, you can find him online at patrickjuanes.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.